This episode is sponsored by Maria Italian Plans. Maria Italian Plans offer amplified Hobonichi and vertical kits, as well as unique characters and deco stickers that will suit any planner needs. Check out MariaItalianPlans.com for more information about her 2022 Advent calendar and her new Christmas sticker book, which are available right now. Make sure you use code PAW20 for 20% off your purchase until the end of 2022. The Advent Box is excluded from this code. Happy shopping.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Megan.
And I am Myra. Welcome back to another week.
Yes, we are officially in the second week of November, a couple of weeks out from Thanksgiving. And we are just, you know, the holiday season is just rolling around, and I just could not be more excited. I love it.
I know, I'm super excited. I just posted a kind of holiday-ish reel of me making some coffee, and so many people are like, I appreciate you being in the spirit. I'm not there yet. So I'm like, I guess I'll keep being Santa Claus and spreading the holiday cheer everywhere because I'm here.
Period. Same.
I am so excited for it.
I am too. I am too. I have been reposting a lot of really hilarious TikToks that are just truly detailing for the people that Thanksgiving does not get a month. And that is not a controversial, unpopular opinion. It is what it is. It's the opinion. Like, right. And it's like, it's okay if you don't agree with it. I promise I don't need to hear about why in my DMs. Thankfully, nobody has done this. People don't be getting in my DMs, or they be getting in your DMs trying to mansplain everything to you, but they don't do this. And don't start now. You're not invited to.
I don't know. And another PSA, because I had to go on my stories yesterday with the PSA for Harry Potter. Like, I think people took that me not reading the books means that they had to explain the books to me. And no, you ain't got to. I promise you, it's fine. I understand I'm not going to get everything. It's okay. Yep. You don't have to explain it to me. Yep. And I get everybody means well and they're excited or whatever.
They definitely mean well, yes. Yeah. But
y'all gotta remember, I'm getting like, I literally legit got about 15 long ass DMs about it. It's overwhelming.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That is very, very wild.
Including the planners and wild ones. But
yeah, I don't really understand that, to be honest, because like when me and you were kind of talking about it, I was like, there are tons of things that I know that a lot of people don't know, but unless people, and I didn't mean to sound like super smart when I said that, it's just, you know, some people know things, other people know everything. Everybody doesn't know everything, yes. But it's just like, if I come across somebody who doesn't know anything about something I know a lot about, unless they ask me directly, I don't volunteer that information. Because honestly, I really don't love explaining things anyway, and so the last thing I'm about to do is like explain something when nobody has asked me to, or and especially when somebody has explicitly asked me not to explain the things. So
explicitly, it's like this, like it would be like if you found somebody who was, you know, remotely interested in planning, and you know how much, and probably everybody listening to this, we love planning. But think about it as if you just started bombarding them with EC, different sizes. It's overwhelming. And it could potentially be a huge turnoff. And I get being excited. Like with my friends, my non-planner friends, so to speak, is like, oh, where should I get a planner? I'm like excited.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to dump the kitchen sink on them. You know? That's the best correlation because relax. It's fine.
Right. Especially when people say that they are okay not knowing everything. I feel like that is really the key as well. Like, I'm okay not knowing it. It's fine. It's not a big deal. If that is like said, then it makes no sense to turn right around and do that exact thing. And like you said, dump the kitchen sink on them. But I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Cause I think the thing is that people like it's kind of controversial to say like I'm okay not knowing, You know, with the internet, everybody's like, I need to know everything, or I need to explain everything to you. I'm okay with not understanding things, and that's fine.
Right.
But that's kind of a controversial thing to say in this age of the internet, because everybody, you know, wants to know everything and have their hot take on it. And it's like, yeah, don't have to do that.
Nope. Exactly. Well said. Very well said. Back to Thanksgiving and why it don't get a month. It's just kind of like, I mean, I do love Thanksgiving. I truly enjoy Thanksgiving, like the food, being around family and friends and things like that, people that you don't get to see a lot throughout the year. Like, I truly love Thanksgiving as like a block of days, like Wednesday, Thursday into Black Friday. Super exciting. I love all the shopping and everything that goes on. Like, I love that week. But to get Thanksgiving a whole month, though, to have like legitimate,
how do you decorate for it?
Decorations, exactly. Yeah. It's just not for me. And if it's for you, that's fine. But I do appreciate that nobody has like rained on my parade or anything. I think I might have gotten unfollowed a little bit, but nobody. That's what people do to me. They don't mansplain shit to me. They just leave me alone.
I prefer that.
They just leave me alone.
Can I have that version of it?
Y'all leave Myra alone. That's what she wants.
It's fine. I get y'all excited, but like, just relax. Like, I'm still going to Hogwarts. It's fine.
Right.
Just chill. But with the Thanksgiving thing, I agree. I love shopping. I don't understand, like how do you decorate for it? Like, do you just still use the pumpkins? You just turn them around? Like, turn the ones.
Myra, do not ask that as a question unless you want answers in your DMs. And we just got off of it. You don't want answers in your DMs.
Here's the thing.
It's a rhetorical question.
Asking you.
It's a rhetorical. Oh, yeah.
I'm asking you. But also, I have to remember, you know, other folks are listening too.
Yeah.
But I still petition for us to move Thanksgiving to whatever day it is in Canada so we can get it over with before Halloween and then gone on into Christmas.
I wouldn't be mad at that. Let's
colonize Thanksgiving.
Yep. You know what? I'm okay with Thanksgiving staying where it's at, because I feel like if we moved it to October, then the girls will be trying to do what they're trying to do now, which is take away from Halloween because of Thanksgiving. And we don't want that either. Like, Halloween does get a whole month. Legitimately, Halloween gets a whole month. Christmas gets 2 months. Thanksgiving gets 3 days, period. And that's just, you know, I didn't make the rules. But this is just how we do things in our household. So yeah, Christmas decorations are going up. Trees up. Lights are on it. You know,
oh, you already got the tree up.
Yes, girl, we're not playing around. You know, we're slowly decorating it, which is fun because since we're doing it so early, we don't have to do it all at once and like rush and get it up. So yeah, it's coming together. So what was your compromise?
Chuck is very much so after Thanksgiving tree go upper. Mm-hmm. So my compromise was I can decorate it, but he has to bring, like, I can do all the decorations around the house. Like, he doesn't have to help with that. Mm-hmm. But he does have to bring up the tree next weekend. Not immediately November 1st.
That's fine. Because mine is not November 1st either. Yeah, but early November still. Like, early to mid-November. You know what? Chuck is very lucky that y'all run your house in a democracy. Our house is majority rules. Me and Mason, well, Dallas is on the same page, luckily. But if he wasn't, me and Mason would have just outvoted his ass. Like, it's going up, period.
I need it to be a democracy because I carrying that big ass tree from the basement upstairs is just,
yeah,
it's not my forte. I'm not doing it. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope. And we have two Christmas trees because, you know, last Christmas we were in an apartment. So I bought like a smaller Christmas tree because our Christmas tree is like huge. And we were just storing the Christmas. Well, it's not huge, but it's big, bigger than the one we have for the apartment. It was just too big for an apartment. So we were storing the bigger one at Dallas's grandparents' house. And now that we're in this house, we still have two trees. So we're going to put the smaller one upstairs in like our little like den area upstairs. And I'm very excited. I feel such a homemaker. You know, we're gonna have Christmas lights on the house. This is gonna be the first year ever that we put Christmas lights on our house. I'm so pumped.
Yeah, haven't done that.
We're not doing it. We're paying somebody to do it because.
Oh, you could do that?
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Listen,
you can pay people to do it.
We can talk about it after the show. Yeah. How much they charge.
I'll give you details. But basically, our lawn man, like, me and Dad was talking about it earlier or whatever, and he was like, just hit up our lawn man and see if he could do it. And I was like, okay. So I hit up our lawn man, and he was like, absolutely, I can do it. I was like, oh, and the price is definitely not bad. So it's definitely worth it to not have to deal with, you know, Dallas potentially falling off the roof and going to the ER and nothing crazy like this.
Yeah, we typically just pay somebody else to do that because we have like Ring floodlights up that's like towards the second story. Mm-hmm. And Chuck tried to go up there, he was shaking. I'm like, you know what?
Absolutely not. Immediately,
we just go pay.
Yeah,
we just go pay.
Just pay. So, whoever did that, maybe they could put lights on your house.
Well, that was the
it was like the company.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe
they do like plumbing and electrical work and stuff like that. So, I don't think
they would, but yeah, they probably want. Yeah, so I'm so excited. And like some of our neighbors, like we saw some of our neighbors putting up Christmas lights earlier. Like everybody is in the mood. Like there's no point of waiting until December. Like just do it now. You feel good. It's gonna be so great to be able to look at the tree all the time for the next like almost 2 months. I'm super pumped.
Yeah, I'm excited too. We're doing the Grinchmas Christmas. So currently waiting on my inflatable Grinch to put outside. We had it last year.
Yeah.
Now we're having Grinch. We have a fence this year. We didn't have that last year. Or we had just got it. Uh-huh. But I'm gonna put like a Grinch on our fence. Like it looks like it's looking over the fence.
That's so cool. I need to figure out some stuff to get for the outside. Right now, all we got is like this like little bitty Frosty the Snowman that we put on our apartment balcony last year. Mm-hmm. Frosty gonna be lonely. I need to figure out some more items to put there, but yeah, I'm super excited. So I hope you guys are in the holiday mood as well. It's just so fun. It's just such a happy time of year. And you know, I always look forward to the holidays. Like it seems like they take so long to get here, and then once they're here, they're over like so soon. So I really try to soak it up and like really enjoy it and just make it super fun. And Mason is pumped. She has been going nuts about this tree being up. So extra.
Yeah, this is a fun age with the kiddos too. Mm-hmm. So it makes it even more exciting.
I know, it really is. It really is exciting. But yeah, like I said, we do care about Thanksgiving, but just only for a couple of days. Sorry to those.
Thanksgiving
people.
Still got the treatment in this conversation. Like we segue like 3-4 times from Thanksgiving.
We did. It's just not a star.
It's
okay.
Not a star. Everybody can't be in the gym.
Period. Thanksgiving is a backup dancer or a backup singer at best. It is not the star attraction, and it never will be me. And you don't have to feel that way, but just know on this podcast, this is how we feel. Okay. If I see turkeys in your house right now that aren't edible, I might judge you a little bit.
Oh my god, turkeys aren't like very attractive birds either, to be honest.
They're really not. Nope. But yeah, so one thing that we have been recently, over recent years, because last year was the first time I ever got any type of advent box. So we have a ton of advent boxes that we have gotten. I have a couple that should be in the mail. I need to probably check the status of those. You want to talk about advent boxes, Myra?
Yeah, let's do it. You reminded me now that you said you had a few in the mail. I do too, and I need to check on them as well.
What's going on,
clearly,
people?
We love us some advent boxes over here. But y'all know recently Audi's Advent Day happened. And y'all know on this podcast we love a good Audi's Advent. So from there I got a few of the book ones for Ashton, which we mad as hell at the Disney Advent book.
We'll talk about that. Let's talk about that after our haul.
So yeah, we got that one, a Disney and a Marvel one. Mm-hmm. I got like the you know, the rich people chocolate one, mm-hmm. The wine, cheese, and the candle, of course, because I just had to. Like, how
can you
the
not?
Candle girl of the planner community? Like,
now what to. I'm about to do with all 24 of these candles after this is over, girl, I'm not sure, but I might just light it and just like let it like burn all day.
High key, my move. If I love something a lot, yeah. I might melt it down and like put in a different jar, like a bigger jar, like melt them together. But
was that all the ones that you got? Didn't you get the wine one? Did you mention the wine one?
Yeah, I did get wine. I got wine, chocolate, cheese, the candle, then Ashton stuff. Yeah. They didn't have the Harry Potter like Lego one.
I didn't see that Audi. One at either Audi that I went to, actually. So yeah, I
went to two as well. Yeah. But I did order a Funko Pop, Harry Potter one from Target. Check out Target, y'all. They can have a lot of good stuff too, and you know, don't have to do the hit or miss thing at Audi's. But yeah, I ordered that one, and that's it.
Yep. Yep. That's and it. Also, I think shout out to Jen. I think she posted that the Harry Potter advent box is actually on Amazon as well. I don't know about pricing in comparison to how much it cost at Aldi, but I'm pretty sure she posted on her stories one day this past week that that exact box is also on Amazon if you really want the Harry Potter advent calendar.
That was a Lego one?
I think so. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Myra about to go to Amazon right now, but I see the determination in her eyes. But yeah, so I went to Athi as well. Y'all, the whole family got advents. Like, we literally can't have any more kids because it's going to be too many goddamn advent boxes in this house if we get have another child. It's too much. So I got Mason, the Disney Princess advent calendar, which now that I'm looking at it, it does have like snowflakes and Christmassy looking stuff on it. So I'm curious if I might have the same issue as yours had, but we'll talk about that. I also got her the cheapest chocolate one because I wanted her to be able to participate with us.
Chocolate.
Yeah, but I'm not buying her $15 chocolate. She got $1.50 chocolate. That's all she cares about, trust me. I also got the cheese one. I got the fancy chocolate one for me and Dallas. I got the dog treat one for our dog. I got the candle one. I got the hot sauce one for Dallas, which we're very excited about, and he came up with a plan for how we can try one each day. And then when I went back the second time, I folded and I ended up getting the wine one. I was not going to get the wine one, guys. I truly was not. But I stumbled into Aldi looking for the coffee one. They didn't have the coffee one still. And they had like, this was the second day also. They had like 10 or 15 boxes of the wine one just sitting there. Yeah. So I just feel like I had to. I'm like, you know what? Like, this is supposed to be sold out. These are not supposed to be available. So the fact that they are is some type of sign. And I feel like it would pair very well with my cheese and with my chocolate. So I just went for it. And I also got this like sparkling wine, but it's not like a, it's not an advent. It's just like a six pack of like assorted sparkling wine. That's what I was getting instead of the wine one or whatever. But you know, now we just have, we probably open a sparkling wine one this month and not even wait till next month because, you know, you never know when you might want some sparkling wine. So yeah.
It's true.
Yep. Very exciting.
We didn't even talk about the planner ones we got.
We will talk about the planner ones we got too.
Okay,
I just
later.
To say, yes. Okay. I just wanted to say that I love the experience of going to get the Aldi one because obviously we know like other places have advent boxes like Target, you know, Costco has advent, but it's just like all the like excitement and like the kind of rush of the Aldi one is really fun to me, like getting there early, like having to wait in like a little line potentially, like having, because my store was crazy on the day that it came out. Like, it wasn't like a crazy amount of people or anything, but like the people who were there were so damn greedy. It was so funny. I was like, oh my god, y'all are picking up cases of stuff. Like, are these Christmas gifts? Like, what are you doing with all of these FM boxes. It was insane, the amount of stuff. So just the experience itself was so fun to me. So I definitely implore you guys out there who have never participated in it, even if a lot of the boxes don't really appeal to you, yeah, just try, figure out maybe one or two that you want to try next year and just go for the experience, because it's truly fun. This is the type of drama that, you know, we live for, not real drama, just fun, chaotic stuff like this.
Yeah, that's it. So fun. Yeah, for sure. For sure. It is such a good time. I love like chatting about it in the group chat. Seeing what, like, because we're all in different areas, seeing like what's at your Audi and what's at your Audi. Mm-hmm. Like it was such a good time, and
such a good time.
Seeing all the people post their hauls on IG.
Yep.
It's fun.
It's so fun. And so what we're gonna do with the hot sauce one, Dallas is just gonna buy like those like bags of like wings that you can like, that are like frozen, that you can like just like pop in the oven or whatever. So he's gonna get a bag of those, or a bag or two of those, and then every day when we get our new hot sauce, we're just gonna bake like two wings so that both of us will have one, and then put the hot sauce on it so we can taste it, like kind of like that show Hot Ones. Have you ever watched that show, that online show Hot Ones?
It's like where the guys like different celebrities,
yes, eating the very hot sauce, yes, on on wings. So we're going to experience that, and I'm very, very excited. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, I'm a lifter, y'all, on the wings, because that does seem fun.
I know, but I can find it. It's just fun. Yeah, you know what? My store only had, I think they only got like one case of them. And by the time I, like after a few minutes when I was in the store, I saw one of the guys working there, and he kind of like yelled out, "Hey, I got four hot sauce boxes left. Who wants them?" And I was like, "Me." Because I literally forgot about it until he said it. And I was like, "Oh shit, this is the only one down
there." Your store was lit.
Yes, it was. It really was lit. Oh my gosh, it was so lit. So yeah, I'm disappointed that I couldn't find the coffee one, because my store didn't have it when it first came out on the first day. And then the other store I went to on the second day, the guy working at the register, he said he hadn't seen anybody purchase a coffee one. So I'm assuming they hadn't gotten it in yet either. Yeah. And so once I decided to get the wine one, I was like, okay, it's a wrap. I'm just not going to worry about the coffee one. I already got so many freaking advent boxes. It's fine. So no coffee this year, maybe next year.
Yeah, and I wasn't impressed with the one I seen at Target. Like, it just wasn't festive enough for me.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Yep. As far as planner advents, what's going on with your planner advents? What planner advents do you have?
I just got two. I did do Villa Beautifuls, because it was giving Harry Potter vibes. So I was like, okay, yep, let me get it. And I have to admit, she doesn't miss when it comes to those, like her anniversary and advent boxes. They always hit. Also, I picked up Simply Gilded. She didn't have one last year. I missed it. Missed it as in, like, I wish she had it last year.
Yep.
But so I was like, oh, I'll go ahead and get this. And plus, nice. I haven't been buying too much washi too. So here's my chance to like replenish my washi.
There you go. You haven't. That's true.
I've been good. I keep getting this email from Irene. Well, not from her specifically, like from her website. Like, hey, you have $10 reward. Spend it. And I'm like, I just can't. I got to hold it. I don't have no more room for it.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. And it's cool that we have like totally different planner advents too. So I got two as well. I got the Coffee Monsters Co. advent. Literally have no idea what the status of that is. I have not seen anything. I need to go to their Instagram and see if they put any updates or whatever. And I also got the Fern Creek stickers advent. And she actually just put something on her stories today. Not really giving any information, but just like showing a preview of her advent, not like the actual items, but just like, you know, the picture of like the little envelopes with the stickers on the outside for each day or whatever. So I'm assuming that one is probably going to ship soon, but I have no idea about the status of the other one, but hopefully that one's coming soon. I'm really excited.
I'm excited for them as well. Yeah, I hope they do get here soon. I'm like, I can't believe we're already halfway pretty much through November.
I know.
That's like, yeah, y'all gotta send that stuff like now.
Like right now. Like yesterday, actually.
Today.
Yes, yes. Okay, so question. Are you the type of person, do you open up everything one item per day? Or do you open up all at once? Or does it just depend on what sort of advent calendar or box it is?
It depends for me. The Villa Beautiful one is getting opened up immediately.
Period.
Simply Gilded, I probably would do every day.
Yeah.
Just because the nature of it, like I can't use everything in the Simply Gilded immediately, you know?
Right. That's true. So that's true.
That's one I'll save for every day. Like the food ones, of course, I do once a day. But
yeah,
it just depends.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because I know obviously the food one's definitely going to be a once a day thing. But the planner ones, I don't know. I might have to just go ahead and just open them things like right away. I think last year when I got the Create with Mandy advent box, I think I had started doing just one thing per day. But I think by like day five, I think I was over it. So I just opened up all of them because I was just so curious. My curiosity just got the best of me. So we'll see if I'm able to pace myself through these planner ones this year or if I just gotta, but that's the beauty about having multiple advent boxes and having more than one, mm-hmm. that you can save some for opening every day. And some of them, you can just go ahead and open it right away. And you still are able to have fun because you got other boxes that you are waiting to open. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I'm with it. And also
we really dove in head first with these advents.
Like, girl, we went nuts. We literally went nuts.
I'm like, okay. Hold on. Like, we, like, total between all of us in this house, so like, there's at least 10 different ones.
Legitimately, yeah. You know? Spirit America. Yeah. I know. You know what? Next year, I need to, like, start, like, an advent box thinking fun and add, like, 10 bucks to it or something every time I get paid throughout the year. Because.
True.
Doing the most. But I love it. And we both actually got the Archer and Olive advent box. So that is our third planner advent box. And something that we actually have together. Shout out to Bunny over at Archer and Olive. Last week we hosted a giving away an Archer and Olive advent box. And we also received the advent box. I have no idea what's in it. I just know they posted a picture on their Instagram stories today as we're recording this on Sunday, November the 6th. And it showed there was a washi tape, spoiler alert, in one of them. So, and it looked very cute. So I don't know if that's going to make it. I don't know if it's going to make it to the same. I posted it on our stories too. So.
I ain't looking. I just let that story expire.
Y'all, I don't know if that.
I think I'm gonna do that one day by day.
You think so? Yeah. If you do it day by day, I'll do it. Yeah. Yeah. If you do it day by day,
I'm gonna get a text like, yeah, I opened all of it.
It is gonna be like, November 26th.
It is such a long time. I didn't think about that. It's beautiful though. I love the way it's set up. It's so gorgeous. I thought it was an A5 notebook.
Mm-hmm.
I open. I'm like, this is advent.
Mm-hmm. So but if you order, I'm not sure. It should still be available as we're recording this, or as this episode is coming out, unless it's sold out or something. But if you order it, you do get an A5 notebook with the purchase of your advent box. To my understanding, it's just not technically in the advent box. So,
which that one is gorgeous too.
I know.
Did you get a blue one?
I'm pretty sure mine is blue. I just looked at the back of it. I haven't like opened it. But yeah, this is a 12-day advent also, guys, just so y'all know. Because some advents are 12 days, some advents are 24 days. So wait. We're supposed to wait until December the 12th to open this? Or 13th or whatever?
No, we're doing the 1st. We're not waiting that long.
Okay.
It's just going to end halfway through the month. That's okay.
That's fine. And that's okay. Because my other planner ones are probably going to have been open by then anyway. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Villa Beautiful and the Simply Get It are 12.
Okay. I think Fern Creek had two options. You could get a 12-day or 24-day, and I think I got the 24-day one. I have no idea about the Coffee Monsters Co. at all. I literally have no idea what the length is on that one. I can't remember it because I literally ordered it September or something. Some people put theirs out really, really early for like a pre-order type of thing, which I think is good. Make sure people get it in time for December, because yeah. But yeah, guys, and also randomly, I found it was like on AliExpress, Stationery Pal, some website like that, where you can actually purchase a empty advent box and you can personalize like what you want to put in each day if you wanted to like give that as a gift to somebody, which I thought was very, very neat. I know, right?
It's too late. I was like, hold on, should I do that? It's too late for me to do that. Not for like our Secret Santa. It's way too late for that.
But might possibly like for Ashton or something, if you want to like personalize one for him. That is, yeah. But I was like, oh, and it was a really cute box too. So I'll try to find that link and I'll send it to you, because we were talking about, I think I was talking about that actually with one of my coworkers, because I was talking to her about the Aldi Advent boxes. And she was like, that would be such a great gift to like create your own. And you can absolutely buy an empty advent box and put all your own stuff in it. Very neat.
That's really cool. I'm so excited. I don't know, I just love this time of year. A lot of my favorite YouTubers, like, they review advent box stuff that I obviously, no spoilers or anything, that I would get, but it's fun like watching people open it. I don't know, that's my silly lame YouTube. I swear, somebody look at my YouTube history, they be like, what the fuck? I'll be watching some random stuff, but I'm excited for people to be reviewing their little advent box, especially the expensive ones that I would never buy, like Chanel.
Hold up, let's talk about that real quick. Do you remember the fiasco of the Chanel one last year?
Oh yeah, that's why I can't wait, because I can't wait for the drama.
I mean, how much was that box? Was it like $500, $1,000?
It was up there.
Insane price.
Yeah.
I want to know. So if you come across a video of somebody reviewing this year's Chanel box, please send it to me, because I really, really need to know. Like, if they did better this year, or if they was like, F it, if you want it, this is what you're going to get, and we don't care. So, yeah, because that was so funny.
I feel like it's going to be the latter. I cannot wait.
Ooh, they not gonna care? They're not gonna change nothing. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna change anything either, actually. Because
why? Like, y'all still gonna buy it?
They still gonna buy it. Yep. Yeah. They absolutely are. So yeah. One more thing we want to talk about before we go to a quick commercial break is something that has been popping up a lot in the planner community the past, I don't know, a couple years at this point. It's always kind of like, yeah, an ongoing topic of, you know, a lot of people are creatively challenged. I can say that. Originality challenged. And they struggle with coming up with their own, you know, ideas. And so they get inspired by other people, which is totally fine. I mean, all of us. You know, get
it comes from somewhere.
People.
Yeah.
Yes. But the issue is where a lot of people do this and they're not giving credit to wherever their inspiration was come from. And in most of these situations, especially that we have noticed in the planner community, is when it's extremely obvious where the inspiration for things came from. So what are your feelings on that, Myra?
I don't know. I think it's just a it's such a weird phenomenon. It's specifically in the planner community. Maybe it happens in other communities, I don't know, but it's this weird thing where a lot of people will like do like word from word carbon copy and just slap their face on top of it as if they came up with it.
Yeah.
And then when like somebody like quote unquote calls it out, or like not even call it out, or you know, just say something about it, they're like, oh, we should, you know, support one another. I love when we support one another. It's like, but you're stealing. You can't be.
You're stealing. Yeah.
Like girl power after you like literally carbon copy somebody's idea without any kind of credit. And I don't know if people don't understand where or how to give credit. I don't know. I this really boggles my mind, because it's just like, it's so easy. And even if you look at it on like a selfish tip, like if you let that person like, hey, I was inspired by such and such, 9 times out of 10, that person that you were inspired by is going to reshare that and potentially
you know, you got more eyes looking on you, even if you do it from that point. But it's just the right thing to do, especially as creators. Like, we all know how hard we work. We all know, like, unfortunately, in this community, how it feels to have something taken away, or have basically the community thinking that that person came up with that idea or whatever.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we all know how that feels. But, like, why continue to do that? Like, it's so simple to just be like, hey, seen such and such with this, thought I'll try it out. Oh, I seen XYZ do this kind of spread, and, you know, I was inspired to put my own twist on it. Like, it takes 2 seconds, and I don't know. Like, is that something that can be taught, or is that just, you know, just people personalities? Like, I don't, can you teach integrity?
Girl, now, to answer that question, I don't know, actually. I think you could teach integrity to, like, a child. I don't know if you can teach integrity to an adult. Like, if you've made it to your big age and you don't have any integrity, it might be too late. It might be too late, which is unfortunate. Especially if you don't realize that you're... Because, you know what? I do want to say, I think a lot of this that happens is unconscious. I don't think people are making a conscious choice to take from other people. And I mean, sometimes they are, but, like, the situations that we're talking about, I don't think it's an intentional thing. And I think it's kind of compounded by the fact that a lot of people who are having this done to them are not being vocal about it. They're not being direct about it. And I know a lot of people don't want to have weird or awkward conversations. They don't want to, like, you know, look crazy or stupid if that person denies it or whatever the situation was. But I don't know. I'm just kind of an advocate for, if you see something, say something. And if you think somebody has been, like, stealing from you and not giving you credit, and if, especially if it's somebody that you call a friend in this community, I think it's worth having a conversation about it, to be totally honest, because if anything, like, it puts it on that person's radar, and at least the next time they see you doing something that they want to do, I feel confident that they will have the wherewithal to be like, okay, you know what? I don't want so-and-so to think I'm just stealing this from her again. So let me make sure. And that doesn't mean, like, if you get inspired by somebody every single time you do the exact same thing that they inspired you to do, it doesn't mean you have to give credit every time. But I think that one initial time, I think it's important to bring it up at least that one initial time. But yeah, you know, I feel like we know that there are, I feel like, I don't know, the majority of the planner community are very passive people. You know, we're some of the least passive people, I think, in this community. And I feel like a lot of people, especially people who are doing this intentionally, they know the people to do this to, because they know that certain people are not going to say anything to them because they are so polite and they are so sweet and they don't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers or upset anybody or whatever. But I don't know. Like, I'm an advocate for, you know, speaking out, especially if you feel like something is intentional, like, have a conversation with somebody, you know. I know it's easier said than done, but that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I think a lot of us in this community don't want to come off as being rude, but I mean, I don't know. I, like you said, I feel like we are in the minority of the people who will be like, nah, I'm gonna say something. Cause it's a way to have a conversation without being a a-hole about it.
Like, yeah.
And, you know, that most people are probably going to be like, oh, you know, I didn't even realize, like we said, I don't think it's, like, intentional. For the most part, it's not intentional. I think it's subconscious. Like, if you're looking at stuff and you see, oh, that was cool, and then you, like, kind of recreate it on your own. But, you know, honestly, a lot of it could be solved by just saying something once. Cause, and then after, if they continue to do that, then it's really intentional. But I feel like 100%. It's going to get nipped in the bud as soon as you have the conversation. But
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, if it's blatant copy, just at them. You don't have to at them every single time. Like,
yeah,
nine times out of 10, if you think you need to give credit, just give it.
Right, exactly, exactly. And we had a situation, I think earlier this year, where it was like the timing of another planner podcast talking about something was like really spot on to when we had talked about it on the podcast. And it wasn't,
that was this year?
Yeah, that was this year, I think. And it wasn't just something like run of the mill, like every planner podcast talk about like a planner release or something like that. It was something very, very specific. And we had a conversation about it, you know what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure they denied having knowledge of our episode or whatever the situation was, and you know, it is what it is when it comes to that. But as far as I know, it hasn't really been on my radar too much, but as far as I know, I don't think it's happened again. So I feel like at the end of the day, even let's just say if it truly was just a coincidence or whatever, that we talked about the exact same thing and then they talked about it on a later episode and didn't give us any credit for bringing it up, at least now it seems like at least they have started to, you know, have the wherewithal, like, hey, you know, we hear, you know, Meg and Myra talk about something and we want to talk about it. We should probably mention that we heard them talking about it, because we don't want them to think that we're just like stealing their show topics or whatever else. And I don't think, like I said, I don't even think that other situation was an intentional situation or whatever, but I just think like it wasn't like a big deal. We didn't have like a huge falling out. It wasn't like a big shouting match. It was just a couple of messages back and forth about the situation. Very civil, very calm, very mature. It doesn't always have to be like a big thing, you know? So I feel like a lot of people are like, are so non-conversational that they think that just because they bring something to somebody's attention that it has to be like a big fight. And that's not always how it has to be. And it shouldn't be like that anyway, because, you know, we're adults. And at the end of the day, does it really matter that much if they got a show topic from us? No, it's really not a big deal. And so at the end, I feel like a lot of, but I think it's a little bit dicier when it comes to content creation, because people are making money off of content creation. It's just like, if you make something and you think it's cool and it's original and it's awesome, and then somebody else recreates it, doesn't give you credit, and they like blow up or go viral and get all these deals and stuff because of something that was originally yours, that sucks. That really, really sucks. And so you just never know. Like, luckily for us, this wasn't a big deal situation, but it could have been, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely could have been. I mean, I think for like with the podcast sphere, like it's so different than, like you said, than like content creating, because for us, like a stream is a stream.
Yeah.
Only thing I feel like that could come there is that folks who listen to their show first will think that maybe we copy them, kind of thing. That's the only thing I could think of, but I mean, which
it is what it is,
of course not, but yeah that I don't know, that was just kind of weird. But yeah, I don't think that situation was intentional either, but I bet it won't come about again since we did have a conversation about it.
Right You know? Absolutely. So yeah, guys, like I said, like if you're feeling like somebody is doing something really similar to what you're doing, and if somebody, especially if it's somebody that you do call a friend, have a conversation with them. If it's somebody that you don't call a friend, block them. If you think somebody is stealing content from you and you're not, you don't have any type of cordial relationship with them, I say block them. And if that's the case, you know, if it's somebody that I don't think is like, it's worthwhile to have that conversation, because I don't even really rock with them like that, no way, I would just, you know, block them. And if it ever comes up, if they ever, you know, hit you up from a burner account or something, let them know, I feel like you were stealing from me and I don't want you to no more, so I blocked you. So
and then again, you know, we're kind of giving advice from people who don't have a problem with like holding that conversation, but
facts. It's the Slytherin. Yeah. It's the Slytherin in you, which is all of you, and the partial Slytherin in me. Just like air it out, or block them. Those are my two solutions.
That's the thing, though. I feel like people think that is rude. Like, it's not rude. It's not. There's a way to go about everything. Like, there is a way to be rude about it, for sure.
Yep.
But you can simply just slide in somebody's DMs, like it. I honestly, for the most part, I feel like people are gonna be like, oh, I didn't even realize that, or you know, and then it'll cease to exist. Like, it literally will be that.
Yep, exactly. But yeah, guys, on that note, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back. All right, guys, so we are back. And okay, so this next thing that I'm about to do, I'm gonna change it up a little bit. This is probably gonna be something we're gonna do, you know, every few episodes, whenever I come across a very juicy Reddit story. But I and Myra has no idea what this Reddit story is or about. I literally told her, I was like, do not read it. I want to get your genuine reaction when I read this story. I think the story is okay. There's nothing like crazy traumatic or anything like that in it. So there's really not a need for like any trigger warnings. I tried to be very mindful not to pick anything like that. It might trigger you if you have issues with your in-laws, but that's it.
Well,
that's
I'm about to be triggered.
Myra, trust me when I say these people make anybody's in-laws look like literal saints. So let's just go with it. So this story says, and guys, obviously feel free to weigh in, like comment on our Instagram or comment on our Spotify. If you listen on Spotify, and give us your reactions to the story, hit up our DMs. Let us know how you would react if you were in this situation, because we really, really want to know. We're going to talk about our reactions as well. Myra, let me finish the whole thing before you start reacting. Mute or something. Because
This is why you need to watch on YouTube, because I guess I'm about to mute.
Yes, it's about to send you to outer space. I promise, because it sent me. I just got back, actually. So, the heading is, am I the asshole for walking out of my baby shower my in-laws threw for me? The situation.
Not the baby shower. Okay.
Myra,
okay,
mute. So it says, the situation is kind of a mess. I, female 27, am expecting my first baby with my husband. This is the first grandchild in the family, and they said that if the baby's a boy, then we'll give him my father-in-law's name. He passed away due to an illness. I have no problem with that. This happened before we found out the gender of the baby. My husband and his family had me do things like attend prayers and do other rituals before the reveal at the doctor's. I didn't like that, but I went with it to keep the peace. Doctor appointment came and it turned out to be a girl. My husband cried in the car, then turned off his phone to hide from his family, and then finally told them. Y'all, Myra's face, please go watch on YouTube. His mom and the others made their frustration and disappointment clear, which bothered me because my daughter deserves to be celebrated. But they ghosted me for days, then started coming over and visiting constantly, referring to my daughter as my son, claiming the results were false and basically pretending it's a boy. I had several fights with them after, and they refused to stop it. And my husband sided with them despite seeing how wrong and unreasonable what they're doing was. We didn't speak for a while. Sister-in-law called to apologize and informed me that she arranged for a baby shower for me. I was excited and happy, but when I arrived, I saw blue balloons, blue cake with my father-in-law's name and decorations around. I was so confused, I had to sit down. Sister-in-law explained that they were still hoping that the gender results were false and that it's a boy. I looked at my husband and he agreed with her. I lost my temper and yelled at them, all calling them delusional and telling them to stop treating my daughter like she's unwanted and act like she doesn't exist by throwing a party for their imaginary grandson. Mother-in-law broke down crying. I took my bag and immediately walked out. They started yelling and my husband followed me outside and started arguing about it. How he felt that I insulted his family and his dad's memory by acting like that. I told him to wake up and see the insanity in his family's behavior. He said they needed time to process the fact that it's a girl, not a boy, as they expected, and insisted I play along and they'll soon get over it. I said absolutely not and demanded he take me home. He said no, so I called an Uber and left. He was fuming and called me 15 times, then texted me that he won't come home until I get my ass over it and apologize for ruining everything they've done for me and accusing them of being mentally unstable. I haven't responded yet. He's constantly pressuring me to get right with his family before we even talk about anything else. Myra, you can unmute now.
I don't understand why is this in the am I the asshole and like not the where is a divorce lawyer subreddit.
Literally, That's what it needs to be on. Yep.
Are they for real?
They for real.
Be fucking for real.
Be fucking for. Can we name the episode BFFR?
Yes.
I love it.
What's happening?
It's the audacity for me, because obviously, you know, I get them wanting to name the child after the deceased, you know, grandfather or whatever, you know, something that meant a lot to me when I found out I was pregnant with Mason is, you know, giving her my mom's middle name. My mom's first name is her middle name, which I ended up doing. And I decided to do that. Well, we decided to do that before I even knew if she was going to be a boy or a girl. Had Mason been a boy though, I would have gotten over it. It would not have been a big deal. I wouldn't have felt like my world was over because I couldn't name my, you know, child after my mother. Like, I can either have another child one day or just not, and just, it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a big deal.
Incorporated some other kind of way.
Incorporated some way. Yeah, exactly. But they were so invested. So I think it's more to this than just about the grandfather, because if it was just about the grandfather, I just don't see them acting like that. I feel like for whatever reason, this family would just really wanted a boy. And I see a lot like on TikTok where people will do gender reveals and like men will be really disappointed when it's not a boy. And it's just some gross. It's very gross when I see that happen. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's more so, I think it's that as well, which is extremely problematic and weird. Like, if y'all are disappointed, no, she's right, they should get over it. But literally throwing her a baby shower as if that's a boy when you know for a fact it's not is wild. It's wild.
Yeah, that, and then the husband defending that, like, where's the logic,
girl? Okay.
It's time to go, because it's about to be a lifetime. Like, well, you already stuck because the baby's here.
Yeah,
so you have to be a part of this family whether you like it or not. But it's going to be a lifetime of him bending to whatever his family wants.
And more than likely, his, like, immediately after she has this baby, him and her family are probably gonna be pressuring her to have another child so they can try again, because, you know, this one in their mind was like an accident or something, and they, so they could try to get a boy. Like, that's absolutely gonna happen. Like, I feel terrible for her, I truly do. But I'm, you know, I feel like in every situation it might have been some red flags that he has some codependency issues with his family or something, but I don't think anybody could have predicted it would be to this extreme. I mean, they had her doing prayers and rituals before the baby's gender was revealed, I'm assuming to kind of like pray it into existence that it was going to be a male.
That would have been enough for me. Girl, I wouldn't even got to the ritual part. Like, you just asked me, immediately no. How immediately long we've been married? Can we nullify this?
We can nullify. Let's just start over. And you know what? Since you're so upset that it's a girl, you don't have to have custody. I can take full custody. And, you know, like, what planet are we on? So I found this story because really I found this TikToker. It's very weird. Found this TikToker who, she reads Reddit stories and she stops when she thinks the woman or person should leave the other person. She stopped reading this when I read the sentence and said, my husband cried in the car after they found out it was a girl. That's when she was like, that's when you need to leave. Like, she was done there. Like, it's healthy and it's okay to be a little disappointed, but to the point of tears, especially as the father, I feel like that's problematic. I feel like that's very problematic.
Yeah. He cried in the car. That's so cliche. I mean, I get it. Like, when I was pregnant with Ashton, I was hoping for a girl. So I was like kind of bummed out about it, but I didn't cry in the car.
And you're also the person who's pregnant, who has a bunch of hormones and things going on with you. Like, you being upset or like initially disappointed is normal. If you would have went throughout the rest of your pregnancy pretending that you were having a girl though.
Delusion.
That's when that's what somebody needs. We need some help. We need some help. His family needs some help. And he needs some help too.
She should have known when they were like, we're going to throw a baby shower for you. I would not have shown up.
She should have said, this is too good to be true. Like, what? Like, all of a sudden y'all are so like not disappointed. Like, yeah, I feel bad for her. Cause oh my gosh, like to be in the position to be potentially leaving your marriage when you're literally pregnant. Gosh, that would be so hard. That would be so hard. And I feel like some people might not even think this is a big enough issue to leave. And I feel like, but I think that this speaks a lot about his character and his morals, as well as his family's, and that is what I will be leaving. It wouldn't just be because of this situation. It will be about what this situation says about them as people. You know what I'm saying?
Like, for sure. This is insane. Absolutely.
And if she does have like a son in the future, are they gonna like put her son up on this pedestal and treat the daughter like a like nothing? Like they can't, like, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did that. This seems right up their alley.
I mean, I hope she has
boys wild.
Yeah, I hope she has other family, like her family support too. You just gotta go, because this is like, I don't feel like they're gonna treat her daughter well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're gonna treat her as if she's like being unreasonable.
Yeah.
Then you have to deal with like her spouse isn't even being supportive of her. Mm-hmm. So you have to live with somebody who's basically gaslighting you the whole time. Girl. Because
she needs to apologize. He says she needs to apologize to them. That he thinks it's totally normal that this family threw her a baby shower as if they were having a boy, and they know for a fact that they're not having a boy. What do you tell your child one day when they grow up and see their baby shower pictures? Like, yeah, babe, you know, the doctor was wrong. Actually, it's a funny story. The doctor told us that you were going to be a boy. So, you know, we went throughout the whole pregnancy thinking you were going to be a boy. And then here came our precious little girl. Like, what do you say to your child? You just lie, right?
I tell the truth. Your grandma and them crazy. I tell the truth. Because there's no way there'll be a relationship there. Like, there would have to literally be some extensive therapy,
mm-hmm.
family counseling or something in order for me to feel comfortable for you to have a relationship with my child after doing all that. Like, that's insane.
Extensive therapy for me to stay in that relationship, for me to stay with that family, and for me to even consider having any more children with this person. Like,
oh, any more children, girl.
Girl.
He was crying in the car.
I can't. I literally cannot. So yeah, guys, weigh in. Tell us your thoughts. What do you think the OP of this Reddit thread should do? Like, what would you do if you were in that situation? I think I know what I would do, but you know, it's easier said than done, but I think I'll be done.
I think I'd be done too.
Yep.
I don't think neither one of us will ever be in that situation.
I'm a head
partners
out.
Like that.
Yeah, it would be I'm a head out. Because at the very minimum, I would at least have a partner who would be on my side and be like, no, my family is wild. I'm so sorry. I can't believe they're acting like this. Like, it's horrible that he's not on her side, because he shares their disappointment. So he literally feels exactly like they do. And the fact that he can't even overcome his own disappointment to see how wild this is and have his wife back is ridiculous to me. So he's going to be sulking. They're going to be sulking for the rest of the pregnancy.
Ridiculous. Can't relate. Also, love the way the creator reads these Reddit stories.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen that before. Shout out to having original ideas to something that's inspired by, like, everybody read Reddit stories on TikTok. Like, clearly exactly. It's inspired by something, but
exactly.
It's an original idea too, and I love it.
Truly, truly. And actually, one of the comments said, sounds like husband already half solved the problem by not coming home. He can stay at mommy's house until he comes to his senses. Otherwise, he can stay there forever. You can stay at your mama's house.
Stay where you belong, sir. Mm-hmm. Stay exactly where you belong.
Yep. Yep. Ugh. Yikes. Insane. In some really tragic news, since the last time we recorded, we had two pretty big celebrity deaths. Takeoff from the group Migos was tragically killed as a result of gun violence. It has been, like, as we're recording, it's been almost a week since this has happened, and we still don't know all the details of this situation, which is wild, because it was at like a public event where there were a lot of people, or like a private party, but there was like a decent amount of people there, a lot of witnesses. We're seeing a lot of stories, a lot of video footage and pictures and stuff like that is floating around. And we still don't have a clear narrative of what happened. And I don't know what the police do either, because they were just doing a press conference a few days ago asking people to come forward. So rest in peace to him. But I was really, really shook by that.
Yeah, I agree. Because it just seemed like it was unnecessary. I mean, from the information that we have, I mean, all violence is basically unnecessary. But I don't know. I'm kind of over people not valuing life.
I know.
Like, because it sounded like it could have been over a game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? Mm-hmm. Somebody, like, literally just gone. I don't know if he had children or anything like that.
I hadn't heard about any children, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. And he seemed to be one of the, out of the three of them, more kind of quiet and reserved kind of person.
I think he definitely was. Yeah.
This is so wild. It's so sad. So young, too.
I know. He was only 28 years old. And something that somebody had brought up on TikTok, which we don't have to get into this, but because it's a whole rabbit hole, but they made a very good point. They were like, there are so many people who, you know, celebrate hip hop culture, engage in the hip hop culture, non-Black people who do all this. But when a Black artist dies, we don't really hear anything from those people. So, and I thought that was a very, very interesting take. And I agree with that. I mean, I didn't see, as far as the planner community is concerned, I didn't see anybody say anything about Takeoff's death that was not a Black person. And I know a lot of y'all have listened to the Migos. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know Migos song. Y'all will jump on a dance trend in a minute, use a real sound from the Migos or somebody in a minute. But then when a Black artist dies, you know, cricket. So I don't know. Just wanted to bring that up.
I mean, valid point.
It's disappointing.
Valid. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's very disappointing.
Well,
Mara's speechless.
Yeah, because it's also like not surprised. It just reminds me of that that whole conversation with Mr. Ye as soon as it became about not that it's right.
Nice.
I will say that everything he said is wrong.
Of course.
But we noticed the people who had something to say. And not had something to say when it was anti-Blackness.
Right. And a lot of those same people, like, actually even going a step further and calling out people for not being vocal enough about anti-Semitism, even though they have never been vocal about anti-Blackness. That person is on my forever block list. I'm going to just say that.
Forever block list. Mm-hmm. This is so annoying.
It's very annoying.
It's so, like, how do you not see it? It's right there. It's all wrong.
Yep. Just saying, but yeah, rest in peace to Takeoff. And also, surprisingly, Aaron Carter passed away yesterday.
Yeah, so, I was trying to look up more details on that. I didn't see too much more.
They haven't really released a lot of information. I know people are definitely speculating because they know he has had a past with, you know, certain things or whatever. We definitely don't have to get all into details of that, so it could definitely be related to that possibly, but we honestly have no idea. I just feel so bad for him because we have all seen him struggle for so long, and it's just really sad that it ended up like this. He was really one of those people I was really hoping would, you know, figure out how to get it together or get some type of help or whatever he needed. You know, and you know, just he's gone now, so really sad.
Also very young. I think he was
34.
Oh, he was like older.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to say he was born like 1987.
Okay,
but yeah, he's a couple years older than me too. Yep,
this is sad. Like you said, was definitely hoping he would, you know, pull through from that. But
I know
we still don't know too many details about everything with him, but. Definitely thoughts with you know, his family.
Yep. It's so sad. It's like, obviously it's sad whenever anybody dies, but you know, unexpected deaths, especially by young people, especially like right before the holidays. Oh, it's so tragic. It's just so tragic, and it's so sad. I just, you know, we need to things got to change in a lot of different ways when it comes to like gun violence and all that. Like, something has to give. It's just too much. It is just too much.
Yeah, it really, really is.
Yeah, but yeah, rest in peace, Chekhov, and to Aaron Carter. On a much lighter note, Myra accidentally told me that she has been watching the Kardashians new show. I have not even been watching the second season. I only watched the first episode of the second season. So I thought it would be fun for Myra to be the one to fill us in on what's going on with the Kardashians.
Girl, I don't even know if I was watching the first or second season. Like, I was technically watching by fours because I was getting, this is what my hair braider was watching.
Okay, yeah.
So it wasn't like I turned it on and started watching it. She was going to turn on Love is Blind, but I was like, hey, can we not watch that, because I'm not
fully, she was like, done. Way ahead of you. Yeah,
she was way ahead. But okay, from what I've seen, I really do enjoy it. She even said the same thing, like, it's much better than their other show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because it seems more real. We're getting a lot of real kind of raw things from them.
Yeah.
From what I watched, they were going to the Met, or getting ready for that, and Kim kind of explained the like the Marilyn Monroe dress. She was in the, is that first season or second?
That's the second season.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they have gone through. Yeah. When I watched it, they hadn't talked about that. But I remember it happening in real time. And girl.
Yeah. Apparently she was able to get into the replica of it, because they was not about to let her, like, try to squeeze her
butt. No, she did. She lost, like, a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird because, like,
so weird.
In order for her to wear it, she had to try on the replica. She fit in the replica. And then she flew out to try on the real thing, and it would not go over her hips, which it was weird, because she was like, when I tried on the replica, like, she had room and stuff in it too.
Yeah.
So that was weird. But, you know, different sizes, you know, different times. Yeah, so maybe
I think that, because of the age of the dress and things might have played a part in it too.
Yeah. So she buckled down and got in the dress. So she was wearing the real thing. Which, spoiler, we already knew that watching this, but
I was so over that. When, let me tell you,
yeah,
when that situation happened, and then, you know, there has been speculation about her causing permanent damage to the dress, which she has, you know, denied, and Ripley's has denied, and all this type of stuff. I just feel like it was so unnecessary, because, I mean, obviously, you know, Kim is a beautiful woman. The dress didn't even hit like that on her. Like, because, you know, like, her body is so different than Marilyn's body. Like, it didn't even hit like it did when Marilyn wore it. Yeah, it just did not even work. So it wasn't even like a great look. And then, like, to even risk ruining that dress was just wild to me. Like, why even risk it? I just feel like if you are just such a Marilyn stan as you claim to be, like, there were no other dresses that she's worn that were, you know, slightly less iconic that you could have worn. Like, I would have just been so worried about ruining the dress. I don't, or getting spray tan or whatever the hell else on. Yeah. Like, I would have been so worried about doing that. I don't think. And then she only had it on to literally walk down the Met Gala carpet, and then she immediately put on the replica. So yes. I just felt like it was just very unnecessary, and I still feel like it was very unnecessary.
Yeah, she, the way she explained it, like, for her, it wasn't about fashion. It was more so about having, like, an iconic statement and moment. But, you know, go off, Kim. Yeah.
She wasn't even the best dressed at the Met that year.
Yeah, that's what she said. She's not concerned about being the best dressed. She just wants to have an iconic moment, which,
and I so mean, the moment, it was, I mean, I guess, I just feel literally like the moment wasn't even like that big of a deal, because I just feel like the Met is just such a thing, like, as far as fashion and stuff goes. Like, I just feel like it was overshadowed. You know what I'm saying? I don't even feel like that was like the biggest thing that people were talking about that night, which I'm sure was her intention. And I don't even think it was, you know?
Yeah. I did love what Kylie ended up wearing. She was like honoring a fashion designer. I like that. I thought that was very fashionable, but, you know, it was interesting to kind of see in the background of it. And I love that Chloe's like, why do we have to do red carpets? Like, it's like we're going on the shooting range. Like, it's open season for us when we go on red carpets. And it's like,
Chloe, you don't have to go to the event.
She didn't go. She didn't go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Chloe did not go. But she was just saying, like,
yeah,
you know, she don't want to do that. But they also had a red carpet for the Hulu Kardashian show, mm. and she was like not really up for going on that. I can't remember. I think she did do that. That red carpet, because you know that's her thing. But she still was very nervous about it. I don't know. I do be feeling bad for Khloé, because it's like she seems like she doesn't want to be in the limelight, but she kind of does want to be in the limelight. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the whole thing with Tristan, it was just...
I feel bad for Khloé, because I think Khloé is very, 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 very insecure. And I think she has always been kind of insecure. And I think being on this show and being in the public spotlight has just made her insecurities worse. I think being in a relationship with Tristan Thompson has made her insecurities worse. And I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take for Khloé to find like inner peace and like inner happiness, because it's like no matter how like thin she gets, or you know how many plastic surgeries she's had, she's always doing something, she's always making change. It's like she's never even good enough for herself, and that makes me really sad. And I hope that she's getting some type of therapy or something behind the scenes, maybe something that we're not seeing, because I mean you can just tell how insecure she is. I feel like that's probably one of the reasons why she doesn't want to be on the red carpet and on having to do all that, you know, premiere stuff or whatever. So yeah, I feel really bad for Khloé. I have a lot of sympathy for her. I actually do, even though I definitely feel like she has been extremely not smart when it comes to Tristan Thompson, but you know, we all have situations where we're not smart. So hers has just been way over publicized, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I kind of get the vibe that if she could, she would, but this is how she makes her money too.
This is her life. If she wants this family, you know, in this lifestyle, she has to do this now. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So interesting to hear that. I love that they were watching a premiere and she did her iconic liar, because the show that the episode they were watching was when Tristan was like having a conversation with her.
Oh, so she's,
like premiere movie theater, I guess, whatever you want to call it, like liar
girl. I wouldn't even be able to watch him on the show. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't even be able to watch him.
She said that too. She was like really pissed off about it, but
and she should be,
you know, it was a premiere. It wasn't like she could avoid it other than just not showing up at the premiere. And
yeah,
I thought it was funny, they were like, yeah, we're only inviting like 200 of our closest friends. I'm like, girl, stop.
200
Chris, stop. Like, nobody has 200 close friends.
That is wild.
Very interesting. I don't know which one is with Travis.
Girl, Kylie, girl.
No, not Travis Scott.
Oh, Travis Barker. Oh, Courtney. Yeah, they got two Travises now.
Yeah, they have two Travises.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. Courtney. I think their relationship is cute.
I like their relationship. Yeah,
and I love it.
Their relationship is very cringy. I think it's just because of all the PDA that they do or whatever, which I mean, I get that or whatever, but PDA, at least on the television show, doesn't really bother me that much. And I think they're cute. I'm happy that she's happy, because if you did watch like the original, like Keep It Up with the Kardashians on E, you saw how Courtney struggled with her baby daddy Scott for like years through like cheating and substance abuse, and it was just always something with him. And like her whole demeanor now that she's with Travis is like a complete 180. She's like a totally different person, like way happier, and it's just nice to see her so happy after seeing her struggle for so long. So I'm very, very happy for her, actually.
Yeah, she's probably just excited to, you know, get the love that she deserves.
Yes,
you could tell Travis truly loves her.
I think so. Yeah, I think so too.
It's a lot of PDA, but it's, to me, it's cute. It's kind of,
I think it's cute,
cheesy cute. Yeah.
Yes, and they were friends for a very long time, so I think they're kind of making up for lost time too, because they were like totally platonic friends for like years apparently, and then they just randomly started dating and it worked out. So good for them. I'll be interested to see if she gets pregnant anytime soon, because I think they are trying as far as like IVF and things like that, from what I've seen. So, no.
Yeah. It was just like the episode I watched, they like flew to Italy, which I thought was super cool, just to like try on stuff for the wedding.
I know. That was really cool. so cool.
I love Italy,
though. Now, one hot take I do have, I wasn't in love with her wedding dress. It was like a short dress, which I think can be cute, but I feel like for the type of wedding that they had, it just did not work. I feel like a short dress is better for like a more like casual wedding. This was like a formal wedding with like him in like a tux and her in like a short dress. It just didn't work visually for me, but she still looked beautiful, but I just didn't personally. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to see her like in a long dress, but you know, wasn't my wedding. Yeah. I didn't go. I'm not one of their 200 closest friends, unfortunately.
Clearly. Chris killed me with that. I was like, girl, come on. But yeah, very entertaining. I think it's mm-hmm. kind of lighthearted. They did, like, by the time I was leaving from getting my hair done, they started to talk about the lawsuit
mm-hmm.
with Black China. I don't know why I couldn't think of her name.
So, okay, yeah,
they do. Gotcha. They do tap into that a little bit, but
of course,
I was done, so I left. So I'm not sure what happens after that. But
you're not gonna keep watching.
I may throw okay. it all. It's a good like fold your clothes, you know, watching there the background kind of show. You know,
just lighthearted, yeah. just brainless television. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. You make me actually want to go back and finish or watch season two. Because like I said, I only watched the first episode of season two where Chloe is talking about Tristan and the whole mm-hmm. drama with the baby and why she didn't tell people and all that stuff. And it was just so sad. It was so sad. So yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
I'm so proud.
Never thought I would watch it, but if y'all are interested, it mm-hmm. is very lighthearted. I think it is much better than Keeping Up with the Kardashians, honestly.
Period. And you know what? I honestly find the best shows when I'm getting my hair braided. So
facts.
Because you just end up watching yeah. something that you never would have chose for yourself, because that's what your hair braider puts on, and then you end up into it. So mm-hmm. there we go.
I think that's how I originally got into Love is Blind.
Pretty you sure. know what? What was it? I think it's Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. I think that's how I started watching Too Hot to Handle or something like that on Netflix. Yep. Or no, it was X. It was either Too Hot to Handle or it was X on the Beach. I can't remember which one it was, but I definitely watched it while I was getting my hair braided and I was into it.
This is very a Black woman experience that only the Black women listening will understand.
That's so true.
I have very much so gotten to yeah. shows. Like, she up turning on Grays for a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, I see what they talking about. It is pretty good.
Yep.
too many episodes for me to pick up, but you know, it was good. It was cute.
Look, when you have like 4 to 8 hours of just sitting there, you end up watching some shit, so and you end up discovering some great shows. Love that. Yeah, love that for true. us.
Yeah,
love that for us. Okay, so Myra already gave a little bit of her TV update. Is there anything else as far as like TVs and movies that you've been watching besides the Kardashians?
Mm-hmm. I watched The Nightmare Before Christmas again, but you know,
I mean, that's never a bad idea. That's never a bad idea. I still want you it's to watch Corpse Bride. It's on HBO Max as well as Beetlejuice. Just because we're not in spooky season anymore does not mean you cannot watch these movies. So that's all I'm saying. That's all. She's not committing. It's fine.
But yeah, that's it for me.
Yep. Okay, so this weekend I watched this new show, newish. I don't know when it came out, but it was a show on Netflix called Inside Man. Y'all, it has Stanley Tucci, and literally as soon as I saw Stanley Tucci was in it, I was all over
watching
it.
No spoilers.
I won't tell anything about it. Okay. I love Stanley Tucci. Let me just say that. That's a white king right there. I fucks with him. Whatever
girl,
he is
not
in,
a white king.
I need to be a part of it. I need to watch it. He's truly, I think he might be one. He's definitely one of my like top five favorite like actors. I just love him. So yeah, I watched the whole thing on Saturday. How have y'all not finished it? It's only 4 episodes. That's a quick
no
binge.
we're actually gonna start it after we get done with this. Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
That was yeah, I'm looking on that, like we gotta share like little list of stuff that we can watch together and that's on it. So
okay, perfect. Yeah, perfect. I you know what, I might go because I wasn't expecting to like it so much, and now that I watched it, I think Dallas might like it too, so I might do a rewatch with him because he loves Stanley Tucci as well. So but yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. And I cannot wait for us to talk about it whenever you're done. So please watch it this week so we can talk about it next week. It's only 4 episodes.
Is it like that's it, or is it more episodes coming?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Because I mean, the story's in, is over at least. I could see them doing a second season, possibly. Mm-hmm. I can't see them doing a continuation of this story. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's really good. It's really good. I loved it. I also randomly watched this movie on Netflix called Countdown. It's a scary movie, and it's basically about this app. Is it on your list? I won't spoil it.
I feel like it was, but now I'm like, we need to remove that if it's scary.
I mean... It's good though. I don't think it's that scary. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, the scariness, I would literally put it maybe like a 4 or a 5. I did not think it was that scary, but I did think it was really good. So it's not high up. But yeah, it's basically about this app that you download and it tells you how long you have to live. That's as much
I've as I'll say. Seen this. I'm looking at the trailer. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen this. It's not scary, y'all.
It's not scary at all, but it's fun. It's fun. It's fun. Yes. I thought it was very fun because you watch the show You, the girl who plays Bex in the first season. She is like the main character girl or whatever. Tashina Arnold, who plays Pam, and Martin is in it. The guy who plays Carlisle Cullen is in it, and he actually plays a doctor. I was like, look at this. This cast is like, yes.
Now I'm so, like, did I really watch this or did I see a recap of it on YouTube?
I feel like
I probably seen the recap of it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like,
but I think it's worth watching. I feel like you would have mentioned it if you like watched it like full out.
Yeah, I'll watch it. But yeah. From the recap, it didn't look too bad. Like it didn't look
it's
scary.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not that scary. I promise it's not that scary. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed that or whatever. What else? I kind of started watching Gossip Girls. I don't know if I'm Gossip Girl. I don't know if I'm committing to a full rewatch right now, but I just needed something to throw on, and I threw on Gossip Girl. So,
are we still rewatching? Pretty Little Liars. I couldn't.
Little Liars. Yeah. Okay, so I have been throwing on. I thought we did, but I've just been kind of throwing it on in the background also and kind of half paying attention. Like these first few seasons are going to be weird for me because I've already technically watched them, but I don't remember everything, but I do remember some things. So I can't really give them like, I don't feel like giving it like my full attention until I get to like new stuff, you know? I don't know why Pretty Little Liars just does not do it for me like that. It really feels like it's supposed to be like right up my alley.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, maybe if I watch it with somebody, I'll be into it. But I same like
it's not catching
thrown
me.
It on, like starting from the beginning. Like I remember some things, but not fully. Mm-hmm. But I never finished it. I don't know.
I never finished it.
It seems perfect. It seems it right does. Up our alley. Mm-hmm. But yet, it doesn't capture me.
No. I think it's... I kind of feel like, you know, like in a scary movie, you might go through the whole movie and you find out who the killer is in like the last 5 minutes or whatever. And you literally didn't know for the whole rest of the movie. But the only movie's only like 1.5 hours. Whereas Pretty Little Liars is season after season after season of not knowing who A is and then finding out who A is and then A being somebody else all of a sudden and not knowing who that person. I feel like it's just not enough there. Like, I feel like the whole A saga should have maybe went on for like a season or two and then they moved on to something else. They literally had the same storyline for the entire show, basically. Who is A? I feel like I just got tired of that.
It's probably better suited for like a movie trilogy than a episodic season. Yeah.
I think I truly think that's what made me lose interest because like after a while I just didn't even care who A was anymore.
Same. Like, I'm just over it. That's why I stopped watching it.
I'm just over it.
Care.
Like, this is too much. This is too much.
Yeah, like, but maybe if it was like 3 movies. And then, like, we figure it out, and that's the end of it. Like,
and that's
I feel like it'd be
it.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
It doesn't need all these different seasons.
And then it's like every season is an hour long. Like, every episode is 1 hour long. It's like 20 plus, like, episodes per season. It's just a lot. It's a lot with the same
kept them employed, but.
Yeah, for real. It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's good because I didn't watch it when it was live. It just never caught my interest. I'm not really sure, but I much prefer Vampire Diaries. And I will rewatch Vampire Diaries again in a second because I love it. So,
a lot of people told me not to start it because I'll get disappointed towards the end.
That way. I think it was, I cried on the last episode of Vampire Diaries. I loved it so much. I don't feel that way at all. I don't know why. I would love to know. I'm inviting anybody who wants to jump into my DMs about this. You have my permission. Tell me why you feel like Myra shouldn't watch, not Pretty Lies, but Vampire Diaries, because I just do not feel that way at all.
I will caveat, the planner community has not said that, so I'm not blaming y'all listening. Mm. This is just, you know, friends and people that I've not in the planner community base, but
I mean, the only thing about Vampire Diaries, I think so. The only thing about Vampire Diaries is one of like the main characters like leaves after like season 5 or something and isn't there for like season like 7 or 8 or something like that. But I wasn't that pressed about that. They did not want to, I think they just left the show.
Oh, so they just kind of wrote him out, or he went on a walk for 3 seasons, or
I can't tell you without giving away a big like spoiler to the show, because the literal like last 2 full seasons is about this person's exit basically. And the person comes back on like the finale, so it's nice. But yeah, I wasn't that pressed about that because so, but I highly recommend Vampire Diaries. I love it. So,
we'll see.
It's good. And it's on HBO Max.
HBO Max stand on my neck. They're coming out with The Last of Us. It's a PS video game, PlayStation video game. And I've watched Chuck play it. Like, he always plays it. It's one of his favorite games. And it has a really good storyline for a video game. So I'm excited for that. I'm like, want to delete the damn app and unsubscribe, but they keep coming out.
I don't think you can. Nope. You know what? HBO Max, honestly, they just upset me recently because they were gonna do another revamp of Degrassi, and they're not gonna do it anymore. They scrapped it because they've been scrapping a lot of stuff. So I'm really disappointed. Yeah.
Like, they scrapped Harry Potter. Some
Degrassi. Yeah, I know it wasn't gonna be like the original Degrassi, but it was still gonna be something. So I can still watch the original Degrassi on HBO Max. You can watch that. I love Degrassi.
I never could get into it. And shout out to like
season 3. I think season 2 or 3 is when it get like spicy. Season 1 is like for kids. Season 2, 3 is like when it starts going there.
Yeah, shout out to our Canadian folks. Not Drake. Forget him.
We still want y'all to come get Drake and Tory Lanez. We mentioned that on our bonus episode.
We're deporting him.
But
both of them.
Trash men. But yeah, I guess we can wrap up the show and give some information about our Black Friday sale that we're going to do over on our Patreon. Myra, do you want to give the peeps the details about that?
We're going to be doing a Black Friday sale starting Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and it'll end the following Monday, like Cyber Monday, like the midnight. So what we're going to be doing is making our middle tier, which right now is $15, it will be $10. So you have the option of hopping on for $10. And as long as you do not leave that tier, that will be your forever price. If you are currently on the $15 tier and you want to hop onto that, you can change it. There is a way to change it in Patreon. So you can do that. You can do an annual if you want, and it does take 10% off. So there is a way to save even more. So so we're going to have a special tier for that. It will be up for those 4 or 5 days. And after Monday, it will be gone. So this is a really good time because we have a lot of extra stuff coming up. We have like a new Shots episode coming up. Y'all know we're going to be taking our holiday break. So this is a time for you to hop on, have some stuff throughout the holiday season while y'all are dealing with y'all families, whether good or in-laws, bad, or traveling. Yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah. So you can have us in your ear and kill some time while you're traveling and everything during the holidays. But yeah, yes, that's what we're going to be doing. Assisting people, like I said, can take part in it. If you want to up your tier, if you're on 5, you can do that. If you want to downgrade, if you already are in the middle, do that. And yeah, so a lot of stuff coming.
Yep. And that tier gets you access to our Facebook group. So all the Facebook lives that we do every single month, you get to participate in our live episode that we do every single month. And you know, I know y'all have heard us talk about the Facebook group. It is absolutely lit. The lives are lit. The live episode that we record every month is so much fun. And you get to participate in all that. And like Myra said, like if you are a $15 person, you want to save a little money by going down to the $10 tier, you can do that. You will not lose access to anything that you currently have, and you'll just be paying a little bit less if you want to get on that. So yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm hopefully excited for it
new
too.
Friends
in the yes program. Yes, super excited. I'm very curious to how it's going to go, how many new people, how fun it's going to be. And honestly, Facebook lives are like literally my favorite thing to do.
Yes.
With the Patreon, and it is very unscripted, and we just have a good time. Literally.
Yes, we do. We really, really do. Yep. And so if you guys do join this, just to let y'all know, if y'all do that, join that tier, there will be a little bit of a delay. We're not going to let anybody into the Facebook group until after the Thanksgiving holiday, because obviously we want a break. Our admins are going to be taking a break as well. We'll probably be starting to let people back into the Facebook group on that Monday or Tuesday following Thanksgiving. Just make sure when you, you know, try to sign up to get into the group that you do have the password that is on Patreon, or you will not be let in without the password, and you will get that once you join that tier on Patreon. So yeah
some of the admins are nice, they'll remind you, we ain't.
So no. Hopefully you can reapply once you get the password, but
but we will hit decline, because I believe it or not, like our Facebook group is hitting, but somehow we still get found every now and again. So
yeah, and people, you know, try to join.
Yeah, we are really protective of it. All the details will be on the Facebook group. Yeah, so if y'all could just, you know, we will be having the holiday break. We want our admins to have a holiday break, so it will be a bit of delay to join the Facebook group, but it ain't, you know, not too crazy going on in the Facebook holiday weekend, so you're not missing. We'll make sure everybody gets in that following Monday and Tuesday, so just be patient with us on that. But you'll have immediate access to everything behind Patreon. So if you want to listen to stuff, you will be able to do that immediately.
Yep, exactly. And like I said, the Facebook group is so lit. Now Facebook has this feature where you can basically have like groups within the group. So we have basically like a whole nother group where it's just like a page in the group with just like a thread, and that is all about Go Wild 2023. We have another one about advent boxes. Maybe we'll make one about like Black Friday sales and deals. And it's just really fun. Like, one of the only good things about Facebook is the groups, at least our group. I can't speak for our groups, but our group is lit.
That's literally the only reason why I'm on it. Yeah, is everybody that I have Patreon for and this group.
Yes.
But yeah, I love the new feature on Facebook, and I'm super excited. I actually have been toying around. They have an audio chat feature. So I've been toying around seeing if, because I know we talked about like doing like, you know, listen alongs and stuff like, so been toying around with that. We'll see. That may be a 2023 thing, but you will have access to it as a Patreon.
Yep. Exactly. And when exactly does the sale start? Starts Friday morning or Friday, Thursday night?
It's actually going to start on Wednesday. So that is the 23rd. Okay. Nice. I am going to let it go live at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be up until like 11:59 p.m. on the 28th Eastern Standard Time. EST, the only time that should matter, but you know.
Now, hold up. That's not nice. Like, she's so unnecessary. Okay? Some of us are on CST, and CST is just fine.
But all the details will be in the show notes, or I'll figure it out. You can read more details in the show notes. I'll figure out a good way to put it in there. But
Yes, and we will remind y'all about all this on our November 17th episode as well. That mm-hmm. will be our last episode before the Thanksgiving holiday, so we will definitely make sure you guys know about the sale and all the details, and we hope y'all join us over on Patreon if you're not already. It is a good effing time.
Yep, it really is, y'all. So yeah, here's your chance. We always say it every year, this is the time to hop on, because we do be taking breaks. So yeah, I'm excited. Yep. Really, I really can't wait.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm excited because our November bonus episode, if it's not out already, it will be out soon. And we did a full episode of celeb garbage. So we get into why we need Drake and Tory Lanez put back in Canada. we get into a Teen Mom reality TV. We talk about a lot on this bonus episode. It was a lot of fun to record, and I'm excited for you guys to hear it. So make sure you join the Patreon. Wait for our Black Friday sale and then hop on over to the Patreon so you can get access to that. Our Shots episode with a very special guest will be out soon as well. And yeah, that's all I got. Did you have anything else, Myra?
No, excited to see y'all come along. Hopefully y'all can join. Patreon did change the way they do their billing. So just mm-hmm. like if you sign up for Netflix or Hulu or whatever, the day that you sign up, the following month is going to be. So like if you sign up today on the 6th, you will be charged again on the 6th of December. Before, it will only charge you on the 1st. So if you signed up for the 30th, you'll get charged for November, and then on the 1st of December, you'll get charged for December again. So it's like you would be paying twice immediately. So I appreciate them changing that up. So that way, you know, easy for us planners to keep up with it. And I know a lot of people wouldn't join Patreon because of all that confusion. So yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to talk about that because I have the questions off air.
Okay. Yeah, guys, we'll talk about it.
Is it for this episode. Thank y'all so much for joining us, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.